And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have Reed Brewer. Reed is the Associate Professor for Fisheries Tech over at UAS. Welcome to Morning Edition, Reed.
Good morning.
Well, you're here to talk about the Fish Tech program, all the wonderful things that are happening over there. First of all, what is Fish Tech and what's this program aimed to do?
So Fish Tech is basically a 1 and 2 year fisheries program for people that are looking to gain employment in the fisheries industry. We have two kind of focus areas, fisheries management and Alaska salmon enhancement. And fisheries management would be people that want to work for somebody like Fish and Game or Fish and Wildlife. And then salmon enhancement is people that might want to work in some of Alaska's hatcheries or tribal organizations, water quality organizations. So there's a potential to kind of gain a knowledge base and a skill set that'll serve you in finding a job.
So you're really looking at doing some distance education very innovatively as well, because you're anticipating, oh, we're going to have fishermen signing up for these courses, folks who can't attend one-on-one synchronous courses necessarily.
Right. In today's kind of crazy budget climate, it seems like there are a lot of challenges associated with travel, and in a lot of Alaska communities, people don't have the option of having a community campus there. And so we've been trying to find a way, instead of making students come to us, taking education to students. And so we're doing that a couple of different ways, but really we're trying to be as flexible as we can so students can take classes from their home communities. In some cases, we do require internet connections. In some cases, we don't. But really, we're trying to take the education out on the road instead of making people come to a brick-and-mortar facility.
Can we talk about the iPad courses, entire courses contained on an iPad?
Sure. So I got the idea for a class delivered on an iPad about 10 years ago. A friend of mine, Zach Ness, who fishes out of Unalaska Dutch Harbor, I was out on a boat with him doing a research project for my PhD, and I was amazed at how interested and engaged his crew were. They were always asking about things and what's this, what's that, how do they tie together, the ecology. And if you look at any of the fishing vessels, their bookshelf is, a foot and a half wide, and they've read every book 18 times. And I thought, God, it would be great if they could do a degree at sea or something like that. And, 10 years later, we kind of realized that with offering a class on an iPad. And so the idea is that the class is semi-asynchronous, which means we will we'll load the course and all the contents, all the exams, everything is loaded on an iPad. And then you call in 3 times a year when you're ready to take your exams, and then chat with the instructor, and then you get a password for your exam, and then you take it. But the idea is you don't need the internet. And you can complete it at your own pace. And so this is perfect for fishermen that are at sea and don't have a lot of internet connectivity, if you will, deployed servicemen, people that have seasonal jobs that run into the traditional semester, or for people that have really poor internet bandwidth. There's some communities that have like Starband internet where they have internet for an hour a week or something like that, which keeps them from taking classes with traditional distance, streaming type technology. And so this was an attempt to answer that question of, can we get education into people's hands that have kind of the most restrictive environments for that? And right now, we have 6 courses that are available on the iPad this fall, and it seems to be really popular with Alaska coastal communities. We've got a widespread of where students are taking the courses, and now we have people taking courses in the lower 48. So people really enjoy the flexibility of it and enjoy learning about Alaskan fisheries in their own communities.
Now, what about the engagement piece? Because that's, you're really flexible and you're focusing on that, but that engagement piece might be suffering a little bit. Are you thinking about how to offset that?
Sure. So the trade-off between having maximum flexibility is the engagement piece. And so we're trying to do that by using some very innovative software that's included in the iPads. And coming this spring, We'll be taking what we've done with the iPad courses, which we're calling version 1.0, 1.5 actually, because we went a little bit beyond where we were going to go. But with version 2.0, we're actually going to have the instructor in the bottom corner of the screen waving their arms and highlighting things on the slide. And even though they won't be interactive in the traditional sense where they can answer your questions right off, they will be answering questions and say, you know, point out where Bristol Bay is compared to Cook Inlet. And you do it and it says, nope, that's not quite it. Remember, you know, Bristol Bay is over here in, you know, Western Alaska. And so there is a potential to bring in that engagement piece using technology. And that's what I think a lot of people are interested in, because it's kind of like being there. And so we're trying to kind of cross that bridge between engagement and flexibility.
Can you give us some examples of some of the classes that folks are taking?
Sure. So like I said, we have six classes that are now available on the iPad. We have a class called Fisheries of Alaska, which each week we go to a different fishery in a different part of the state. And each week for that class, it's a different guest lecturer that's an expert in the field. And they talk about, you know, let's say one of them is Red King Crab in Bristol Bay. They'll talk about the biology of Red King crab and how they, you know, grow and reproduce and all that. And then they talk about how they're fished, the different gear types, different boats. And then they'll talk about how it's managed. And then they'll talk about current research or current issues. And then the next week we'll go to Sacro Herring in Southeast. And the next week we've got a lecture on lamprey in Western Alaska, like fisheries that people haven't even heard of. And so that's a really popular course. And then some of the other courses we offer are fisheries management techniques, which is how fisheries managers use certain tools to better understand fisheries. And then we also have a fisheries management law and economics, which is kind of the theory behind how we manage fisheries. And then we have I just finished a fisheries biology class, which is, here's how a fish works, here's how it swims, here are the different types of scales, different tails, different mouths. Here's how they control their buoyancy. Here's how they control the ions that they have on board. Basically, what makes a fish a fish. And so, and then I think I'm forgetting a class.
Well, it sounds like this.
And then we have the two Alaska salmon culture classes, which have been hugely popular. Jim Seelan authors those, and that's Salmon Culture 1 and Salmon Culture 2. But basically, we take you into hatcheries and you learn about how different processes go on.
Well, it seems like there's a lot of innovation containing an entire course on an iPad, but also the way you are parceling up the information. You're doing it in really discrete chunks that are perhaps more easily digestible by folks.
Right. When I went through school, it was you sit in a class three or four times a week and you get an hour of straight teacher talking at you continuously. And what we're trying to do is with the classes we're offering now, we're kind of breaking the classes up to answer specific student learning outcomes. So if we want you to describe the three different mouth types of a fish, that's laid out very specifically, and we're going to give you 5 to 10 minutes on that particular learning outcome. And then we go on to the next thing. And so you'll have 10 to 12 little mini chunks that are tied specifically to student learning outcomes. And the idea is if you can address that student learning outcome, you're going to pass the test with, you know, all aces. But really, that's what we want you to get out of the course. I think a lot of traditional programs want you to read chapter one, and there's so much information that you could get in that chapter that it's really hard to kind of dial down what exactly you need to know. And so we're getting rid of all that, and we're saying you need to know these 12 things for this particular lesson. And then next week, you need to know these 8 things. And so at the end of the course, our courses are 15 weeks long. So you'll have 12 to 14 classes of 10 to 12 of those things. So really, we're looking at you to be able to do about 100 things, which is a lot. But there's not that confusion of what exactly do I need to know. And you don't have to sit there and listen for an hour straight, because let's face it, how many of us are, you know, doing something at home and then the kid breaks a plate or you have to rush off to grab something and then, you know, you'd have to start the lecture all over again. So these small 5 to 10 minute chunks of information are enough to understand something, get the point across, without having to dedicate a time on your butt where you're sitting there for a while.
So how can folks find out more about this program?
You can call me directly. I'm at 907-747-7799. You can call the UAS campus, or you can email me at rsbrewer@alaska.edu.
Great. Thanks so much, Reed, for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Reed Brewer. Reed is Associate Professor for Fisheries Tech at UAS, talking about UAS's fish tech classes and their new iPad courses.